Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Hey guys, welcome back to Three Terrible Gamers Podcast. This is episode 100, and I'm here with my co-host Colin, as always.
Hey guys.
And we're here with a special guest. This is Kyle from The Terrible Gamer Podcast.
I'm half of the Terrible Gamers on our end.
Yes. Kevin, his co-host, cannot be with us tonight, but we'll try to get him on another episode. But we're still going to have some fun giving you guys some gaming news, so we'll go ahead and jump into it. Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy is reportedly coming to Xbox Game Pass next month.
Okay, so I'm just going to jump in there, because Crash Bandicoot was never a big game for me.
Okay.
So I did a little bit of looking into this to kind of prep, and this game's not as old as I thought it was.
2019, I believe?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Or initial release 2017 is what I saw.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're right.
Actually, it was 2017 or 2018, yeah.
So I was kind of surprised at how it wasn't like... So it's not the original Crash Bandicoot game, it's a newer version.
Yeah. So they're remastered.
Yes.
It's the remastered. Okay. It's the first free remastered.
Okay.
Yes. So, the source I got, it's according to Leaker... Extra One, Steve, who previously correctly leaked the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 would arrive on Game Pass, which it arrived July 24th, which was officially confirmed at the time of this article was yesterday, which time of recording, 5 days ago. The leaker suggests that Crash's trilogy will be available on August 8th, claiming it's 100% confirmed at this point, which... I mean, we've seen it before with data miners and stuff. Usually they're dead on accurate. It's just when the dates are. I mean, granted, the date being exact is up for debate, I would say. But, you know, here within the next week, here in the next couple of days, we'll have what all Game Pass for August anyways selected by Xbox, and they already have it posted.
Right. So, yeah, like you said, the day itself may not be 100% correct, but... Usually when something like this comes out, it's going to happen eventually. Sometime next month, we're going to get Crash on Game Pass.
And is this... So this... different than the one that's currently available, like to buy?
No, it's the same one. It's just not on but Game Pass yet.
It'll be free for Game Pass people.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
With the where obviously Xbox acquired Activision, they're starting to bring Activision titles to Game
Pass.
They're
slowly pulling them into Game Pass. That makes sense.
Which I've said this before, but it's still funny that, you know, Crash and Spyro both used to be PlayStation exclusives, and now they're owned by Xbox. So.
Mm-hmm. More and more stuff like that's going to be happening. People losing and picking it up. And
right. But this makes the third game from Activision Blizzard to come to the service. Diablo 4 back in March and Modern Warfare 3 just a few days ago.
I keep on forgetting Diablo games are Activision.
Mm-hmm.
Or Blizzard, whichever one.
Yeah.
I guess they're both one and the same now.
Activision, Blizzard, and King, I believe, are all the same company.
Yeah, they're all together now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because King, they're more focused on like the mobile games like Candy Crush and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
All right, guys, moving on. The Halo TV series canceled after 2 seasons.
All right, did you guys watch Halo, the TV series?
I did. I watched both seasons.
Okay, good. So, yeah, I also watched it. Colin, did you watch it?
No, I never got into the hype of the TV series. Well, played the game. I haven't, but I have watched the series.
The hype on the series died in the pilot because he takes his damn helmet off.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone was like, this ain't Halo. Like,
right
off the bat. So, like, this show had a losing battle from the episode one. Because I don't know if it was in, what's his name? Oh, I'm going to... It sounds Mexican, but it's not. What's his stupid name? The guy who plays Master Chief.
Pablo.
I
want to
say Pedro Pascal. Pablo, yeah.
I don't remember his last name.
I think it's Pablo Schreiber. But I don't know if in his contract he had to be seen or what. But, I mean, it's not a bad show. But you have to like let go of the fact that you're not watching the games right off the bat.
Right.
Like it takes place even before the earliest game would have been Halo Reach, like in the timeline, and it takes place even before that.
Yeah.
And they changed some stuff right off the bat, and I just think people didn't like it. But I think the big news that I saw after it was canceled was that Christopher Nolan is apparently like trying to get his hands on it. And if Christopher Nolan got some Halo stuff done,
yeah, I've seen there were a bunch of people trying, well, they were shopping around to see if somebody would be interested in buying it, and he was interested. So but for the series itself, I enjoyed it, but you have to just completely forget about the games.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't even go into it really thinking about Halo, because it's Halo, but it doesn't live up to the games at all.
Same weapons, same
people,
aliens, but it's all mixed up.
Yeah, and it is, if you forget about it, it's a really good series.
Mm-hmm.
Has a great storyline, but it just does not follow the games whatsoever.
Yeah, it's scrambled up a lot of basic ingredients, and it kind of shout out something else.
Yeah, definitely.
You're trying to say that it pretty much took a Sonic approach to it, you know, kind of gotta forget the games for it to make sense.
But I think Sonic did a better job.
Paramount thing is what
Sonic.
It is,
both those
obviously
are
Paramount
great.
Done the Sonic the Hedgehog too.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I mean, they done good with Sonic, but
the third movie comes out in December.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that. Shadow's gonna be.
I think Halo was originally supposed to be on Showtime.
I
heard
that.
To be a little bit more of a hard edge. And I think when it got switched to Paramount Plus, it probably changed some stuff, and they had to go in a different direction.
They were M-rated games. They could have easily done that and got away with it on Showtime if that was the case.
I just think they wanted more people to see it, which wound up being the reason it didn't do well, because more people saw it and didn't like what they saw. Now, hopefully it gets picked up by somebody who does justice to it.
I hope so. Hopefully it just doesn't die after 2 seasons, because it's a really good show. It Paramount was just done with it because they were receiving so much backlash for it not following the games and him taking his suit off and everything.
On season two, he's barely in the suit, like, at all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's not a... Well, spoiler, he's not allowed to be, so...
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So what, it came out in 2022 from the article I have, and mm-hmm. it literally lasted 4 months outside of season two release before they
canceled it.
Board.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I've seen worse shows go longer, so hopefully somebody picks it up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. At least me and my wife, we both watched it, and she's not the biggest gamer out there. That's why I said you just forget about the game itself, because somebody could like it and not even be in the games at all.
Mm-hmm.
So just forget about the game.
Yeah, they found ways to engage you, for sure.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But you really gotta have that stuff down to a T nowadays, especially when you got series like Last of Us.
Yeah.
And stuff like
that. Yeah, that did it awesome.
Yeah.
Still waiting for season two to come out on that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
And then the Fallout series, that was a really good series.
It was.
So I never checked that out because I never played the game.
See, I haven't played the games either. But that's just...
Only game I played was 76 up until that point because, you know, it was based in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only game I had played in the series, which the Fallout series kind of takes on, like, with 4, kind of, in a way. Like, it's mainly based on 4, opposed to any other game in the series,
but
have
still not...
Game
it's based
in the series,
more on 4, but it's not based on 4. Like, it makes up its own thing too, but still follows true to the series. So, I recommend it because, like I said, I haven't played the games. I did try Fallout 4 after I watched the series, but the series is really, really good.
I'll check it out. Yeah. Fallout is that Amazon?
Yep.
I'm currently watching The Boys on Amazon. I love The Boys.
I haven't watched that.
Oh, it's like if the Avengers were complete a-holes. So, like, the good guys are the bad guys trying to kill the superheroes. So it's a total mindfuck kind of a situation.
Huh.
Yeah, I've heard about it quite a bit. I think my father-in-law watches it, but I've just never sat down and watched it yet.
If you put on the first episode, within, like, the first 5 minutes, you see, like, one of the main characters... Let's just say, like, a major life-changing event, and it is shocking. Like, there's a speedster, and this guy and his girlfriend or fiance or something, and something happens, and it's just like, what is this show? So, and you'll be hooked.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. Xbox is considering a cheaper cloud option for Game Pass.
What would that look like?
A cloud-only tier?
Right, like you just... Everything you do is cloud-based, so it's less...
You have to have a stable internet connection at all times in order to play these games.
Which, the cloud's honestly not bad, but...
It's
I got
not.
A stable internet connection, because I got Ultimate, but... On my Samsung TV, instead of actually playing it with my Xbox, I can just play it on the TV itself. Don't have to, you know, have the Xbox on or whatever. And the fact that I got, you know, a previous gen console, so I got the Xbox One, not the S or the X, you can play the X and S games on cloud. Mm-hmm. You don't need the actual console itself.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
So, I've played cloud, and it works fine, but... You do notice more input lag, of course, because, you know, you're going through Wi-Fi instead of it being natively downloaded to your device.
The device.
So it's good for games that doesn't require perfect timing. So, of course, you wouldn't want to use it on a competitive shooter like Call of Duty. And you wouldn't want to do it on a tough 2D platformer. So like Celeste, I've tried... Using it on Celeste. I don't know if either of you have ever played Celeste, but it's a 2D platformer, but it's pretty tough and you have to do some timely moves in it. So
yeah, jumps and stuff.
Yeah.
But that might even affect you playing basketball or football.
Yeah, you know I mean? Like two NBA 2K, you wouldn't want
to like get used to your own timing over time, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you go to block something and you have no, like, you might be half a second late and you're just getting shot on all day.
Right. So they actually bring that up. They actually got both versions of those games on the cloud. You can either play the Xbox SX version or you play the Xbox One version of those games on it right now.
Hmm. I wonder how people feel about it.
I mean, it's not too bad. Like Ashley said, it affects your timing. So
I wouldn't, you know, you're not, like, maybe a slasher or just like Colin has a defending playmaker. Like that wouldn't be bad. But a 3-point shooter, I would not. There's no way you could get consistent timing on 3-point shooter with that.
Interesting.
I'm not good enough to play Madden online, so I don't even try that method.
Yeah, I haven't played a Madden since 17. I care
about the cloud port. But playing online, I'm going to do that anyways.
Yeah.
Last time I played Madden against anyone, I lost by 100 points.
Wow.
2018. GameStop held a tournament. Whoever won the tournament got the game. There was only two of us, and he won the game.
Well, I've been playing the College Football 25. And for the first, like, three games, I didn't realize that I defaulted to the varsity setting, which is, like, it's freshman, varsity, like, All-American, and Heisman. Like, those are your levels to pick. Mm-hmm. And my son is playing on freshman. And he's, like, beating the shit out of me. My son's 8. And I'm like, what the hell is happening? Like, everyone on his team is faster. I can't tackle anybody. Like, I can't get a sack. And he's, like, in cover 4 and sacking me, like... And I realized I'm playing on just the one tick up, and it's a whole different game. So, but that's on the same console. Like, we're talking playing on the cloud. Oof. I don't know. Me breaking some controllers, I feel like.
Right. So you have have it on PS5 or Xbox?
I have it on PS5, yeah.
PS5.
But yeah, it was like, what, last week or week before last? So 98.99 when we was actually talking about the tier pricing. Kind of for Microsoft.
Yeah, it was the last episode, I believe, we was talking about it. So they're all going up. Every tier is going up in price. So the ultimate up to $20 a month now.
Always.
Yeah.
Nothing goes down anymore.
Oh, no.
What's going on with it? My Peacock TV just went up too. It's going up in August.
Everything's going up.
Yeah, so... Yet again, the FTCs can screw off because literally everyone's increasing their prices.
Yeah, the FTC is after Microsoft again because of the price hike, but they only go after Microsoft, it seems like.
With making this cheaper cloud thing if it winds up being true.
Yeah. But like I said earlier, like you said, College Football 2012, I'd love to play it, but I can't because I don't have an Xbox Series or a PS5, and EA won't make it for PC for some reason. So.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not on PC, though.
I'm hoping since Game Pass Ultimate comes with EA Access, they'll add it to EA Access sometime so I can get it on Game Pass.
That makes sense. Well, because Madden comes out in a couple weeks, and you know that's going to be on console or on PC.
Yeah, I think you can already pre-order on Steam. So I don't know why they didn't make College Football.
I think it was probably something to do with the actual, because the players got to actually do the game this time around.
It's got to be something licensing wise.
Yeah.
They haven't figured out somebody didn't check some box somewhere. Something stupid like that.
A clerical error in some way, shape, or form. Or the players is like, oh, screw PC, because the only thing we do is play console.
Yeah. Which, I know, I mean, I haven't played a college football game in. I mean, the last one was, what, 2013, 14?
I think 2014 was the last NCAA game.
And I didn't... Yeah. I think I played 13 with Colin a little bit, but other than that, I haven't actually played one since 09.
Did I have 13? Yeah, because that was the one with RG3. That was the one with RG3.
The 09 had someone from West Virginia on the cover. Can't remember who it was. Yeah. That's the last one I played.
I went to Purdue. They ain't putting nobody from Purdue on a cover of a football game.
I'm surprised they put anybody from West Virginia on there.
Well, you know, I think a couple of years before that was when they were supposed to go to the national championship, and they
had Pat White. Because Pat White's in that game. Of course, it doesn't say Pat White. It's number 5. But...
Right. Well, now it has the players like names. Like it's all in there.
Like I said, because the player is actually had the hand in the making and not the
actual. And it's their likeness and their name, and they're all in there now. And it's even part of the game. Like when you do the when you make yourself and join a team as like a freshman, they have the NIT little contracts where like, hey, we're a barbershop in your town and we'll give you free haircuts and you'll get like a leadership boost because your whole team will get haircuts for the season. Like they have those like little promotional things, which is part of what the, all the new contract stuff has been for college kids.
Yeah.
College athletes.
Cool. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Just saying crazy. A couple years ago, you couldn't do anything if you was in college. No, outside of just playing the actual sport you was signed to be playing on.
No endorsements, anything.
As full grown adult.
Yeah.
Like, you control everything that you do.
Crazy.
All right, we'll move on. Video games strike. I didn't know if you guys had seen this or not.
Go ahead, sorry.
I didn't know if you guys had seen this or not online, that the industry, some people in the industry are going on strike.
Now, this looks like it's still just part of the Screen Actors Guild stuff, right? Like it's fighting the AI stuff.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So like this, and the part of like we mentioned Last of Us, who was the actor who was a, and this is like when the game came out originally, it looked like her, but she wasn't part of it. It's like Elliot, she gender transferred to be a boy. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I don't actually.
The game originally looked like the girl. What's her name? Ellie?
Ellie.
What's her name? Originally looked like this actress, and she had nothing to do with the show.
Oh.
And so she sued Ellie. Bella Ramsey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the girl. That's the girl on the show now.
Yeah.
Say that's who it's her now.
Dun, 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 dun. I totally should have looked this up before we started. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
He is in like the Umbrella Academy. She was Kitty Pryde in the X-Men movies when she was still a she. Elliot Page.
Oh.
Elliot Page, Last of Us. Of the original Ellie looked like Elliot Page.
Okay.
I guess I should be flattered that they ripped off my likeness. That was back in 2013. So they basically AI generated a character to look like her and put it in the game. And she had nothing to do. And it looked enough like her that she was able to sue and they had to change what she looked like or something like that.
Huh.
But that's like what the SAG-AFTRA strike is talking about. Like, they can just make anybody look like anybody and not pay them for it.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, and they're just, that's why the video game industry right now is having so many layoffs, because they're just using AI to make half the game and going in and adjusting it how they want it. So they don't even need as many developers. That's why there's layoffs going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going on strike, the rest that are left, against AI to try to get their jobs more secure.
But I believe the number is roughly 2,600 actors doing voiceover, motion capture, and overwork in the gaming industry is what's walking out on a strike.
Yeah.
Which is insane to think that that many people are just like, screw you guys with all this stuff. I'm done with it for now until you guys can either pay me more, which sometimes that goes into the thing too, because the Bayonetta voiceover actor was one of them that had that issue. Like, she wanted a lot more money than what they was paying her to do a voiceover.
Yeah.
For Bayonetta 3. And
well,
she
was just dumb about it, really, though.
But you gotta imagine, like, there's gonna be a lot less coverage on video game actors wanting this right. And they're just gonna be like, well, no, I'll just AI generate people. Bye.
Yeah, exactly. Like, them going on strike, I don't think it'll help them any because they're just going to keep using AI. It's easier and costs less money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like it's an actor where everyone knows their face and stuff. Like,
right.
If I see somebody from a video game, I might like, oh, I recognize you from something. But if I see Tom Cruise, I'm going to fucking know I'm seeing like an actor. Like, they got a lot more coverage on. That's why they, I don't know, closed or sealed that deal with the film actors. But yeah, I don't see this video game actors strike going well for them. Hopefully no. It does, because like I agree, like people should, you know, be given a fair shake. But I don't see video game companies.
Oh, I mean,
having the patience.
It goes down to something as simple too as how many times have you gone to a grocery store and thought you've seen somebody that you knew because they looked identical.
Mm.
I mean,
right.
But we say that, but we just talked about how the college athletes are now getting their recognition for their likeness and stuff in NCAA football. So maybe, maybe it will swing back their way.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, maybe. But like I said, I think they finally got something set up, like the NFLPA, like the Players Association. I think
mm-hmm. NCAA, right, they got somebody standing up for them.
Yeah.
Which is what SAG-AFTRA is supposed to do for the actors. So good luck to them.
Yeah, I did see that.
Hopefully it works out because everyone deserves it, especially if they've been working in the industry for, you know, the longest time, doing voiceovers and everything else for, you know, a lot of games. But, you know, with AI, it is a thing because it's pretty much every company. It's Activision, EA, Insomniac, and Blumlight are the top four game producers that have actors in the strike.
Right. Well, and of the big three, the only one that doesn't use AI is Nintendo. They've already said that they will not use AI. They believe in the developers and the voice actors they have. But Microsoft and Sony both are using AIs. Maybe not as much as these companies that have their voice actors in the strike, but they are using them.
Nintendo's also making things that are not as intensive.
That's true.
As, I don't know, like Cyberpunk and, you know, things that are... There's no actor who's the face of Mario. Like, they've been making Mario for how many years now? There's nobody who can be subbed in. But right. You put Keanu Reeves in the game, you gotta pay him to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 40 years for Mario next year?
Something. It's getting there, yeah.
I think 85... So yeah, it'll be 40 next year.
Yeah, it's crazy. Still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That and Nintendo is, like he basically said, is Nintendo is more of a character base. It's not really story-driven game that they have, because even Tears of the Kingdom being the most in-depth game so far still isn't too story-based comparing to, you know, something like a God of War or Last of Us.
Right.
Very true.
They're just like Tears of the Kingdom, Breath of the Wild, they had a little bit of story, but it's mostly go explore the world and just find stuff.
Uh-huh.
Very good games, but kind of lacking on the story for a Zelda game.
Bad, and they, you know, speaking of those, they just, minus Mario, you know, with his voice being the same for years, but Legend of Zelda just now started using voice actors.
Right.
Which, right, you used to have to read everything.
Yeah.
Zelda.
Which Mario's voice actor just retired last year, we talked about Charles Martinet, but he got replaced, but still sounds like Mario, so not that
right,
big
so nobody
deal.
Noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the new actor's first game was Super Mario Bros. Wonders, so, and it sounded, I mean, if you've been listening to Mario for years, you could tell difference.
Yeah.
Like I did, but it still sounds like Mario. So
you're immersed into the game and all the music going on in the background. Anyways, it's really hard to tell.
Yeah,
right.
It helps it blend in.
Yeah,
you could tell it wasn't Chris Pratt. That's
yeah, definitely. I think he did a good job in the movie, though.
Yeah, he did fine.
A lot of people were worried, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Thought he'd done good. And Jack Black as Bowser, I did not think that that was going to be good, but I think he nailed it. Like, that was perfect.
Yeah, he was fine. It was good stuff.
Yeah.
That's getting a sequel, isn't it?
Yes, I believe in 2026.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Very cool.
I think that's what Miyamoto said.
I believe so. Legend's already half a moderate trailer out, not really nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Not like an official Nintendo trailer, but or a
like the teaser or the announcement kind of thing.
Yeah.
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 Alright, we can move on. A port of GTA 3 is currently in development for the Dreamcast.
I saw you put this on the list, and I immediately looked up, are people still playing the Dreamcast? Apparently there's like an underground community kind of still hanging in there. Like, people banded together and put up their own servers to play online, mm-hmm. like, because Sega is not hosting online play anymore.
Mm-mm.
Like, that's wild to me that there's like this, I don't know, rebellion against modern modern stuff. We'll have to bring this up because me and Kevin on the Terrible Gamers podcast, we do all retro. Right. That would definitely fall into the Dreamcast. And just that, knowing that there's this like community out there that, well, we just like the Dreamcast. Let's hook up a bunch of servers on our own. And like, there's like a aftermarket online store that people can upgrade their stuff. And that's crazy to me. That's still awesome. Thriving. Do you play on Dreamcast still?
I do not. I don't even have a Dreamcast. That's one of the few consoles that I have never had. I'd like to get one. I've emulated Dreamcast games.
Mm.
But, yeah, the modding community behind retro consoles is awesome. Like, the Dreamcast, you can play online. Like you said, GameCube, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of think I mentioned it later in these topics, but, like, the Wii, the servers were shut down by Nintendo. But modders open them back up. You can play online like Mario Kart Wii and stuff like that. Like, it's pretty cool what fans can come up with after the main company gives up on a console.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And what? It initially was supposed to come out for the Dreamcast opposed to the PS2, but they wound up switching it last second.
The GTA 3?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is 3 Vice City?
No.
No, it's 3 is 3.
Oh, and then they started naming them after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it was Vice City and San Andreas.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. I was just thinking 3 was based in Liberty City, is what it was based in, but it wasn't called Liberty City.
Then they went back to just the numbers on 4 for the PS3 and Xbox 360.
So 3 and 4 are both in Liberty City.
Basically. Is that the one where it sounds like you're Ray Liotta? Like, that's where the actor sounds like?
3 or 4.
3.
I can't remember. I never played much of 3.
I never played much of 3 either.
I think 3 was the first one I played, and that's who... I'm just gonna play.
We grew up on Vice City and San Andreas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I don't remember if he sounds like Ray Liotta, but that's just in my head how it goes.
I played a little bit of 1 and 2, but they're top down, so they're not that good.
It was basically a, you know, production of Scarface is what it was based on.
Oh, yeah, no, I just looked up Vice City. That's who I'm picturing.
Oh,
yeah. I think in GTA 3, he's got, like, a Russian accent. Or, like, that's Romanian or something.
That's 4.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
Because you're playing as Roman on that one.
Yeah, right.
Or Nico. Roman's your cousin.
I don't play the stories. I don't know. I just go around stealing cars.
Just stealing cars and blowing shit up.
Yep. Putting the G-code in, driving in water. Yep.
Spawning a plane right in the middle of the freeway and taking off. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, GTA was never short on fun stuff to do.
Yeah.
I remember just me and my buddy playing online and putting on like the super jump cheat where you could like jump a mile in the air and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Invincibility.
It's awesome.
And it was always based on cheat codes too, it seemed like.
And the new ones are just not the same, in my opinion. I don't like 5 that well.
No. And that was the first M-rated game I bought whenever I turned 17. Mm. I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, this is going to be my first M-rated game. Played it for probably an hour, and I'm just like, nope, not anymore. I don't like it. I don't know if it's just because I was old enough to play it at that point legally, per se.
It took the fun out of it and shined the...
It's like your first drink of legal alcohol. It's just like, oh, okay, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm. That's probably part of it.
See, Vice City and then GTA 6 is going to be in Vice City too, Miami.
Yep. Mm.
But you got to wonder how many people are waiting for a port of GTA 3 on a system that's no longer supported.
Right. Well, and we just talked about, 2 weeks ago, Colin, that Minecraft is coming to the Dreamcast and GameCube.
Yes.
Mm.
Fans are reckoning.
I mean, that's got to be a simple... Minecraft is a pretty simple game.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it should run perfectly fine on the Dreamcast and GameCube.
I would assume, yeah.
GTA 3 should, too.
Yeah, it's older, yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, but Sega couldn't come to a thing with it, so they went to Sony instead.
Well, Dreamcast was failing, and everybody could see that, so...
Right, and PlayStations were the thing, so it was right call for GTA, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, at that time, the GameCube... I mean, it was failing too, just not as hard as the Dreamcast. And Nintendo's been known for their family-friendly, so...
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't coming to GameCube. And the original Xbox... It didn't come to the original Xbox, did it?
It had to.
Just a PlayStation exclusive. Mm-hmm. I thought it was.
Because I didn't have... I didn't have a PlayStation. We're talking GTA 3?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it was on the Xbox.
Was it on the Xbox?
Yeah. Yeah, PlayStation 2, 3, and 4. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's on there now.
I was going to say, it is now with the trilogy, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just says what platforms it's available on now. I don't know if it originally was or not. If I played it, it was on the Xbox, though, so...
It says, Grand Theft Auto 3 was released in October 2001.
November 2003 for the Xbox.
For PlayStation 2.
Yeah, it took 2 years later.
Yeah, and then May 2002 for Windows. So initially, it was PlayStation 2 and Windows, and then November 2003 for Xbox.
So basically what they do with their games, well, what PlayStation does with the games now, like, it'll be on PlayStation exclusive for a while, then they'll port it to, like, PC.
Right, yeah, because we're getting God of War Ragnarok on PC in September, finally. After it's been out for 2 years on PS5.
I need to find a good place to play the original God of War. Because I never played it.
Do you have a PC?
I mean, I do. I don't know how good it could handle. Well, that's got to be an old enough game. It should be able to handle it.
Because it was on a PS2 is what it came out on.
Yeah, I gotta imagine my computer can handle that. Because I've been able to play, like,
talking about
Star Wars. Like,
God of War 2018? Or God of War the original?
The original.
Oh, the original. Like, oh, yeah. You can get the PS2 emulator, PCXS2, and it'll run fine.
I have to look at it. Because that's one of the reasons I got the PS5 instead of the Xbox XS or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized it wasn't backwards compatible with some of those games. Because, like, I really wanted to play Spider-Man, so I got the PS5. And I'm like, okay, but I've been a Halo guy for 10 years, so now I got to play God of War, I got to play Uncharted, I got to play all these games that were all PlayStation exclusives.
Right. That's kind of what I do on PC. I don't have a PlayStation, so I play their games on PC. Because they release them, you know, on Steam later on, like Colin said. So I play those, like Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, Spider-Man Remastered, and then I just beat God of War 2018. I beat it July 4th, and that's such a good game.
I've always heard they're good games, so I wanted to get into it.
Yeah, the originals are more hack and slash. They have good stories, but they're more hack and slash. But the reboot in 2018, it's definitely more story driven. good combat still, but not as much.
That's the reboot of the original story?
It's a reboot of the series. It has its own story.
Yeah. But the original is Greek mythology, and then the remake is Norse mythology.
Okay.
It's the same Kratos. He's just later in life. So it doesn't just come after three. It's a starts its own story, basically.
Okay.
It's really good, though. I definitely recommend it. All right. Which one do I want to pick for my last topic?
I think you know. I think it's the next one.
The next one? I could do that one, I guess. That's not the one I wanted to do, but I'll do it.
But this, we got a retro person with us. We have to do
We've
this
talked
one.
Retro.
Yeah, we talked. Definitely talked some retro.
All right, we'll go ahead and do it. New
but
Mario.
This is the game that Gayot got us into gaming, Ashton.
I don't care. New Mario Yoshi Lego set announced.
But yes, based on the Super Mario World, the game, you know, the one that came out on the SNES initially, but the one me and Ashton have for the Game Boy Advanced, because, you know, we didn't know how to shut up on our way back from the, you know, on the way to the beach, so we got our little Game Boy Advances on the way home, got us into gaming the whole nine yards at the age of four.
Yeah.
Is getting a Lego set. For a smooth $130, you can get a Mario Yoshi combination that actually moves with like a little lever.
Yeah, it sticks the tongue out.
Yeah.
I see it like, I didn't look into this originally. Because I honestly didn't think we'd get that far. but I pictured like the Mario that like my son buys, the Lego stuff. Like it's a, like a land where you get a Mario and you get your tablet and it like makes noises and swings and stuff depending on where you're at. But this is just like a sculpture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
It looks like the 16-bit.
Yeah, it looks like straight out of Super Mario World.
Just like this, like it just sits on this.
Right, because you have the cape on, and you're riding Yoshi, and that is what you build.
Yes.
Well,
people will buy it
that Lego
for $130.
People will still buy it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Just like the Legend of Zelda, the Deku Tree. What is it? $300?
Yeah.
Well, but it's reversible. You can get Ocarina of Time Deku Tree or Breath of the Wild Deku Tree. Not both at the same time. You got to tear it apart and do the other one.
Or buy two, which I'm sure somebody did.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But people buy the $1,000 Star Destroyer and, you know, Millennium Falcon. I bought the stupid Infinity Gauntlet that has the glowing jewels on it. Like, Lego is just one of those things that they just got your number. And
oh, yeah.
People will pay.
Eventually, they'll make something you're interested in, so you'll buy something of theirs. Like, I bought that piranha plant. Like, it was $60 for that thing, but I had a lot of fun, and I use it as my desk plant, so.
Yeah, I have the bonsai tree from Lego.
Yeah?
And in the summer, I put the pink flowers on. In the winter, I take all the pink flowers off.
My wife wants that tree. She wants to get it and put it together.
Yeah. I think that is cool, and I think that's probably going to be a Lego set I wound up picking up.
The bonsai tree or the Mario thing?
Mario one.
Yeah, it is. It does look cool. Yeah. I wonder how tall it is.
I didn't get the dimensions.
Trying to get a good idea of it, looking at the picture here. It looks like it's about, I don't know, at least a foot tall, maybe 18 inches.
I'm going live.
Trying to find it.
It looks like it's about this. Sorry, I'm not looking.
It says dimensions over 15 and a half inches high, 10 inches wide, and 4 inches deep.
That's what she said.
4 inches deep.
4 inches deep.
That's bragging right there.
That's bragging. inches high. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
size.
About what I guess if I was too low. I was thinking it was like
15 inches.
I said between. I did say between a foot and 18 inches. That's pretty spot on.
It is, definitely.
Right in the middle.
And then 10 inches wide. I mean, that's pretty good size sculpture.
Yeah. You know, they do focus groups on how big is too big for all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how big enough to make people want it and not too small to be like, well, that's just too stupid. That's probably, like, ideal.
I don't know. Like, most people probably just put it on a desk or a shelf, so they got to be able to fit it somewhere.
Right.
To display it.
Right. If it's 2 feet tall, it ain't going on a shelf.
Yeah.
Especially
and, like,
since
me,
I don't want to say still.
And like me, I have kids, so I definitely want to put it up to where my kid can't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want it too big to where I can't even put it up anywhere.
Lego makes some cool stuff. My son's got like a dragon.
That's awesome.
Up in his room. Like, and I mean, he was probably six when he put that thing together, and it's like a dragon. Like, it's just cool. They just make cool stuff.
They do.
And they know it too. That thing probably costs like $80.
Yeah, I mean, really, there's no reason for them to be so expensive except for people will just pay it.
Mm-hmm.
They know that. That's why they make them so expensive. Especially it being Mario themed. Somebody will buy it.
I mean, if it was just a guy on a dinosaur, it wouldn't be that much. Because it's Mario, you know, jump it 100%.
Yes, definitely.
But people still pay for it.
Colin?
I'm going to.
I'm not going to lie, I'll probably get it too. And I probably get the Deku tree. I'll probably get both of them, honestly.
I asked him what the topic is because now he realizes that he wants it.
Well, I'll wait for a sale.
There you go.
Yeah.
Probably not. But
the 10% off
sounds
sale.
Good. Woo-hoo. I probably won't, but it sounds good.
Goodbye in person at Legoland.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's all the time we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. We appreciate Kyle from the Terrible Gamer Podcast.
Yeah, Terrible Gamers Podcast. You can find us on YouTube. The video goes up on YouTube. The audio goes up on Spreaker and Spotify and Podbean and Apple Music or Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music. It goes everywhere you want to look for a podcast, you'll find it. You can find us on Instagram, Terrible Gamers Pod. Lots of fun stuff going on there. Check it out.
You want to explain exactly what your podcast is about?
Yeah, thank you. So me and Kevin, about a year ago now, decided to kind of just sit down and play through some old retro games. So originally we started out looking at just the Atari and the Sega Genesis and the Nintendo, and we've kind of evolved into kind of categories. We'll go through a few games at a time. We just sit around, drink a beer or, you know, four, and play for an hour and talk about the history of some of these retro games and kind of maybe this was the origin of what became newer things, like Twisted Metal was one of our early episodes. We talked about that for a good chunk of time and just how games evolved over time. One of my favorite episodes was when we talked about the earliest iterations of sex and innuendo and things in video games, which was so much earlier than I figured it was. Like, there was Atari games being made that were just dirty. Dirty, dirty old man Atari games. So we had a fun episode talking about that stuff. Don't condone just the nasty stuff that was in some of these old games, but it was really interesting to kind of look into the history of that. So we do a lot of history of retro while we play. Probably a couple months in, we shifted to a video format so you can see us playing at the same time. So if retro is your thing, check it out and reach out and let us know how stupid we are and how terrible we are at playing these games.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome.
Anything you want to try to sell over here?
Hmm?
I said, got any merch you want to try to sell over here?
I mean, yeah, if you find us on Instagram and stuff, you'll find our link tree. We try to sell from Reaper Apparel. which is a great a company with a great message, kind of like the you never know when the end is coming, so kind of live each day to its fullest. And that's one of our big things, the Reaper Apparel. They got a lot of new shirts. They put up new things like every month. We have our own merch, the Terrible Gamer stuff, up on TeePublic, which is kind of like Redbubble. Then the other T-shirt, like, we just kind of put up a logo and just kind of figure what you like. We have a few designs up there. Check those out. And then I always tell people to click on our link for Dubby, which is like an energy drink thing. It's like a powder mix. Like, it's got vitamins and good stuff. Some have caffeine, some don't. But it's like drinking a Red Bull without all the, like, the nasty stuff that you're not supposed to have that, you know, right, like, ramps your heart up. But I've been drinking that. I'm still going off my first two tubs that I bought, like, 2 months ago, because I don't drink it all the time. But it's just delicious. But that's another thing in our link tree if you want to check that out. We have a promo code for you, Terrible Gamers Pod, to get you 10% off. But mostly I just want people to listen to the podcast and interact.
Right.
We don't sell anything. That's not the big thing. I just want to see who's out there.
Right, right.
Like you guys. Like, we found you. Well, you guys found us.
Colin found you.
I found you.
We have our... we recorded our episode. That's going to go up on August 19th, where we play GoldenEye.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All four of us. That was a lot of fun. That was one of my favorite episodes to record.
Definitely. And like I said, I want a rematch because I have my Nintendo 64 controller now, so be more fair.
Oh, sorry, no, I'm busy forever.
Yeah. I mean, I still suck, so.
Spoiler, yeah, I can't figure it out.
We played the Golden Gun multiplayer, the one shot, one kill Golden Gun. That was, man, that game. I never did
get that stupid gun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And guys, go check them out because they have an awesome podcast. I've listened to a few of their episodes and awesome dudes. Definitely recommend listening to them. And like he said, that we did do an episode with them, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago at this point now.
Yeah, we recorded it because I went out of town and then Kevin's out of town, which is why he's not here today.
Yeah,
we recorded it back a few weeks ago. So it'll go up. But like I said, it should go up August 19th, which will be a Monday.
Let's go check it out.
We're just trying to have a good time playing old games, trying to remember the good old days when we were able to do that for a whole weekend and not 1 hour every other week when we record.
Right. Sometimes I think just that's when games were worth playing. Sometimes I just have a hard time playing the new games. I'm not into them like I am the older games. Once in a while, a new game would come out that I will enjoy, but it's rare.
Yeah, I just replayed Fear. Did you guys ever play Fear?
No.
It was an Xbox 360 game, but you're basically playing as a... Fear stands for the First Encounter Assault Recon, and you're like, it's like a SWAT team.
Okay.
And you show up to like some guy breaking into an office building with like this army, but you find out he's like a psychic general, and this whole army is like clone drone things. And then you realize that you have like this power to slow down time, and you're like psychically linked to this dude, and it's just like this whole paranormal thriller horror first person shooter game. But it's like, it's just fun. So I recorded me playing the whole game, and that's going to go up on our page too, once awesome. I kind of figure out how to space that out. Kevin's been doing another offshoot of him playing solo, and I want to say he's been playing GTA 5, so I'm not sure how what that's going to look like, but he's been playing that on his PC. So
awesome.
Yeah, we got a lot of things going on our page, so come over and check it out.
Yeah, definitely check them out, guys. But you guys know the drill by now. It's 100 episodes in. Follow us on all of our podcast socials, our Discord, our Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, pretty much everything, Facebook. Buy our merch on Redbubble. If you would happen to want custom merch, you can DM me on Discord or Instagram and get you whatever you want. But other than that, Colin, you have anything?
Thank you again, everybody.
All right. We appreciate you guys for listening, and we appreciate you, Kyle, for coming and being our guest star here.
Yeah,
and
thanks for having me.
Definitely missed Kevin. Hopefully we can get him on here sometime.
Yeah, we'll wrangle him in when he gets back in town. We'll figure it out.
All right. Sounds good. All right, guys. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
year, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.